Shane Bigham. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held talks with Kuwaiti Foreign Minister Sheikh Ahmad Nasser al-Mohammed al-Sabah in the city of Wuxi. The two sides agreed to strengthen links between the Belt and Road Initiative and Kuwait's Vision 2035. They also agreed to speed up the formulation of a five-year cooperation plan and expand cooperation on clean energy, 5G communications, smart cities, and other high-tech fields. Ahmad says Kuwait welcomes Chinese enterprises to invest in his country. China's consumer price index, a main gauge of inflation, rose 1.5% year-on-year in December, down from the 2.3% increase a month ago. The CPI in 2021 climbed 0.9%, well below the country's annual target of approximately 3%. Consumer prices rose 2.5% in 2020 and 2.9% in 2019. Wednesday's data also showed the country's producer price index, which measures costs for goods at the factory gate, going up 10.3% year-on-year in December. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam's addressed the inaugural session of the newly elected Legislative Council. In her speech, Lam outlined the plan to restructure the government and the strategy to develop the Northern Metropolis area near Shenzhen. She said the Northern Metropolis plan has won extensive support in Hong Kong as it gives hope to solving the housing shortage problem. Under the plan, around 926,000 residential units are to be made available for 2.5 million people. The chief executive said she's looking forward to working with lawmakers and to lay a solid foundation for the long-term healthy development of democracy in Hong Kong. Shanghai-based Fosun Pharma provided over 13 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Taiwan in 2021. A spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council says the vaccines were delivered to the island in 15 shipments. The city of Tianjin seen 137 people test positive for COVID-19 in the latest resurgence. The local health commission reported 76 confirmed locally transmitted infections with 17 asymptomatic carriers. Another 44 people who tested positive are still awaiting confirmation. The city's mobilized all residents to undergo a second round of nucleic acid testing. India's COVID-19 tally rose to over 36 million on Wednesday, as more than 194,000 new cases were registered during the past 24 hours across the country. This is the fourth consecutive day when more than 150,000 new cases have been registered in a single day in the country, and also the highest single-day spike in over 8 months. Radhika Bajaj has more.
The good news, if any, amidst this surge is that only 5 to 10% of those getting infected now are seeing the need for hospitalization. And one has to compare that with the second wave, when about 20 to 23% of all cases required hospitalization, and many of those required intensive care, oxygen intervention, ventilators, etc. So that's the slightly good news, as experts believe that the current strain is not causing severe illness just yet.
Indonesia is starting to administer COVID vaccine booster jabs today. President Joko Widodo says the immunity booster is important as the coronavirus is continuing to mutate. The country confirmed over 800 new cases on Tuesday. Chani Vasandani reports.
So in Indonesia, the booster vaccination campaign kicked off today and it started in several health centers in Jakarta and in the neighboring city of Tangerang. President Joko Widodo said it was absolutely crucial to vaccinate everyone for the third time to boost their immunity against the ever-mutating coronavirus. He said it will be the third jab, just like the first two jabs, will be completely free for all Indonesians, and that everyone above 18 will be eligible for the shot as long as they completed their second jab at least 6 months ago. Although everyone is eligible, but in the initial stages, the elderly population and the vulnerable groups will be prioritized. And in this first phase, some 21 million people are targeted to be vaccinated with the booster shot.
A survey shows that China's commitment to engage 300 million people in winter sports has already become a reality. The National Bureau of Statistics said on Wednesday that over 346 million Chinese people have participated in winter sports activities since Beijing's successful bid for the 2022 Winter Olympics back in 2015. The survey shows 82 million participants aged between 18 and 30. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.